Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Paris. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself? Thank you.
I'm good. Just curious what this week was like for you, you know, just going through free agency and obviously landed, I think everyone would call this a prove it deal. Just your mindset kind of going into that type of contract.
Yeah, man. To be honest with you, it was a whirlwind. I definitely, my eyes were open, you know, with the business side of everything and, you know, just how this league works. It was fun and exciting at the same time, just of all the possibilities, you know, that were out there. And then obviously when I got close to a deal with the Giants, the excitement through me and my family, man, we were just, you know, excited for this next step of our journey. I think we're incredibly grateful to be here. So.
And then, I mean, I think if anyone looks at your career history, obviously the injuries were a big part of it those first 3 years. How tough was it to deal with that? Obviously you were healthy last year. Do you think you turned the corner or you changed something? You know, how do you explain obviously playing 17 games last year?
Yeah, man. My career is what it was. It was tough, very tough those first 3 years. But being able to bounce back from each and every injury that I had, man, I really learned a lot about myself. I felt like I grew as a man, as a person, a player, obviously. It allowed me to grow in so many different areas because, you know, I seen a lot of myself that I didn't know that I had. You know what I mean? I was able to fight and just bounce back so many different times, man. It really showed me a lot. And then just speaking of terms of last year, being able to play full 17, like that's all I ever wanted to do. You know, that's just given the history of my career, that's all I ever wanted to do. So being able to do that, I was blessed, grateful. Like the injuries that I had, it was things that like were just freak accidents. Like, you know, you couldn't really draw it up. They weren't avoidable to me. It was just things that were happening. Just had some bad luck. But like I said, was able to play all 17 last year, man. So I was extremely blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patty, Trina.
Hi, Paris. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Patty. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to New York. Paris, I wanted to ask you about your deployment in the Colts offense to date, and what haven't we seen from you that you feel is a strength that maybe you can deploy in the Giants offense?
Yes. I feel like there's a lot of things that, you know, football fans haven't seen. I feel like in college, coming into the NFL, I was and still am a guy that can do a lot of different things, you know, on the football field, whether that's lining up inside in the slot or outside, a lot of stuff over the middle, down the field plays. I think it's a wide variety, when it comes to what I can do on the football field. And, you know, I'm extremely blessed and talented to be able to do those things. But I think last year, you know, with the Colts, it was just a glimpse of what, you know, I can be in this league. And, you know, just was happy to, you know, be out there for all 17 and get the opportunity to show what I could do.
And you also spoke about, you know, overcoming the injuries, the adversity that went with that. You also went through kind of a revolving door at quarterback. Can you just talk about the challenges of that and just, you know, how you made it work?
Absolutely. It's definitely tough as a receiver, you know, going through so many different changes, with so many quarterbacks. And then especially last year, like playing with three quarterbacks in one season, it's definitely tough. Because you want to build a rapport with a guy and keep it consistent throughout the season and, you know, build that chemistry. You know, so just with the so much change, it's like it's hard to do that. And as a receiver, it's like you got to change what you want to do, like running routes, and you got to, you know, be on the same page as the different quarterbacks, and, you know, some guys like other things and certain routes. So it's a lot of different change, and it's hard to, you know, get consistent and, you know, get on the same page with so many guys. But, you know, the guys that we had, credit to them, because, you know, they're super detailed, like from top to bottom, each and every one of them super detailed. So it was easy to, you know, get on the same page and get along with those guys. But, you know, I'm excited, you know, being here now in New York, getting to build a rapport with Daniel Jones. So I'm excited for what's to come.
Thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Paris. I'm Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to meet you, Kim.
It's great to meet you. You mentioned, like, the bad luck, which I think most of us can, you know, relate to in our lives at different points. I'm just wondering, is there an example that would help us here in this market understand, you know, one of those, like, bad luck things where you were like, you got to be kidding me, this just happened and it's going to keep me out of the game or that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, I can pick any one of the injuries, but I think the two that, like, stick out in my mind are, like, the one for sure, playing Houston Texans season 2021. You know, I catch a 50-yard touchdown, and the DB just lands on my foot in the end zone, and my foot breaks. Like, you know, like what are the chances? What are the odds of that? And then the other one is in 2020 COVID season, I'm coming around the end, get a reverse handoff, and the safety just, you know, comes straight at my knee, and it was just a hard hit to my knees. Like. Those two things, like, were just unlucky to me and, like, really unavoidable. So I think when I, you know, speak about the bad luck thing, I think, you know, those two things stand out.
And when you think, when you, like, envision yourself, you're probably one of the many players who, you know, envision success because that's why you are where you are. When you envision catching passes from Daniel Jones with Saquon in the backfield and everything that this Giants team seems to be building toward, What is your vision for what the rest of your NFL career can begin to be?
Absolutely. You know, I think the ceiling is high. And I'm grateful to be in the position that I am. To have this opportunity is everything to me. This team, this organization is trending in the right direction. I think we all seen that last year. You know, so being able to come in here and get an opportunity means everything. The fact that, you know, the staff, the coaches, you know, from everybody top to bottom wants me to be a part of it, you know, it's huge. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to take that for granted. I'm going to give them all I got, man. But definitely envisioning success with those guys, you know, it's amazing because you've seen what this offense did last year, and just the way they made football look just so fun and how the offense was just coming together and gelling, man. It was awesome to watch, you know, from far. And to be here now, getting the opportunity to be a part of that is pretty exciting.
I kind of sometimes ask a third question, so I'll thank you in advance for this. But I don't know how much you know of Darren Waller. I'm guessing you know his game at least. Mm, yes. What kind of excitement does that give to a receiver like yourself to know that big guy is going to be on the field with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Darren actually reached out to me yesterday, and I was, like, super excited when I saw his text. But I think just the versatility that he brings to the game, man, like being an all-around tight end, being able to do it all, is huge for the wideouts because, you know, when Darren Waller's on the field, the defense better attract to him. So, you know, I think, man, it's just going to gel together perfectly. The pieces that, you know, this organization and team is putting together, you know, for the offense, man, I think the ceiling is high and, you know, the future is bright.
Really, really quickly, did you know it was Waller texting you, or did it come up as a number and you were like, maybe I'll answer this?
No, I knew it was him actually because I got his number from Dave's like 5 minutes before, and I was actually writing out a text, and like he sent and I sent at the same time, so it was pretty funny. But yeah, excited to get to, you know those guys and get to play with those guys for sure.
Harris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate you.
We have time for two more. Bob Brookover.
Hi, Paris. Congratulations. Welcome. What was I going to say here? I wanted to ask you about Bobby O. We asked Bobby about you yesterday. Did you talk to him before you signed? And what can you tell us about him?
Yeah. First of all, thank you, Bob. I'm excited to be here. But yeah, I talked to Bobby actually a lot before I signed. And, you know, obviously he was here yesterday and he was kind of telling me about his day and all that stuff. But Bobby's my guy. And, you know, he just kept it real with me. He kept it real about, you know, the staff, you know, that obviously they were asking him questions about me. And, you know, he was getting me excited. He was telling me about the facility, about the people here and just how, you know, family oriented it felt. And, you know, just for the opportunity itself. But I'm excited to, you know, embark on this journey with Bobby. You know, I got a familiar face here with me and him. So excited for this journey to start it together.
What got you through those first three years? You would obviously come off a great year at Ohio State. You go in the second round. Mm-hmm. What kept you going through those years of freak injuries and just not being on the field?
Man, my family was everything during that time. My family was big for me. And then my faith, which I'm also very heavily into. Those two things are my driving force. You know, no matter if things are going good or things are going bad, those two things, family and faith, are my everything, and that's what I rely on. And, you know, my wife, she's still by my side through those injuries, you know what I mean? And my mother and, you know, my grandparents, everybody just down the whole line. Like, everybody just stood by me, man. And, you know, when I was down in the dumps, they kept me positive. They kept my mindset right. And, you know, obviously, my two children, you know, were a part of that as well. And it's just, it's much deeper than me, man. So, like, when I was going through that stuff, like, it was always just bigger than me. And I was always doing it for a bigger purpose. Obviously, to make my family proud, but also to, you know, fulfill and give back to God what he gave me with these talents and gifts. So those two things are everything.
And one last one. You kind of alluded to what you were seeing from the Giants, but you were seeing it firsthand at the end of the season on probably their favorite day of the year where they clinch a playoff spot. Describe what that day was like from the other side and now to be on that side.
Yeah, man. It definitely was not as exciting as it was for the Giants fans at that time. You know, it was rough. Obviously, you know, in Indy last year, it was a tough season, man. You know, but we fought our way through it. But yeah, speaking specifically on that day, obviously, you know, I was on the sideline just watching Daniel run up and down the sidelines, going crazy. I forget how many yards he rushed for, but it was every time I looked up at the screen, he was running for like 20 yards. But nah, man, just really watching the offense, you can tell that they were just like having fun. Like the chemistry that it showed out there on the field, getting guys in the right position to make plays. You know, they had guys making the plays all over the field. And it just, you know, it looked fun. It looked fluid. You know, so now being in this seat, you know, after having seen that, you know, from afar, I'm just super excited, man, for what's to come.
Good luck.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you.
Last one here, Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Paris. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Charlotte. Welcome. Nice to meet you.
Yes, me too. Actually, I just kind of wanted to follow up on Daniel Jones. What you've seen from him, I guess, or how much you've been able to watch, or if you've met him, what you're excited for in that relationship and kind of getting to know him as a quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. So Daniel actually texted me as well yesterday. And, you know, he told me he was a big fan of my game for a long time, and that got me excited because, you know, I mean, you just don't know who's watching, you know what I mean? So that got me excited. And obviously, you know, I'm a huge fan of his game and, you know, how he, you know, took the steps throughout his career to just get better each and every year. I think if you ask anybody, you can see his development and see how he really just took control and commanded this offense, man. And he did great things last year. You know, obviously he got what he deserved, and I'm so happy for him. But even like texting him yesterday, like he's like, because I'm out in Arizona training right now in the offseason. He's like, man, I got to get out to Arizona. Like, let's get to work. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's what you want. Like, you're a new guy coming in, you know, new piece of the offense. And, you know, the quarterback's already like, let's go. Let's get some work together. So that's just so welcoming. And, you know, that's so promising. And obviously, you know, I'm ready to build on a relationship with him and create a rapport with him. So just super excited. I haven't really stopped smiling since, you know, I agreed to come here. So just excited.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.